from now. Eyewitness accounts are emerging, some of them contradictory, including this one from Holly Batista. She is joining us now. Holly, what did you hear? When did you realize something was going wrong?
You know, originally I had, you know, heard a couple things that I thought sounded like firecrackers. And as soon as I realized what was going on, there was people running and screaming, somebody shooting. I was in the Macy's, which opens into the food court area. You know, the first instinct was obviously to head to an exit, but, you know, you could still hear gunshots. Crying out in fear, trying to get out.
And were you able to leave? Or I know at one point the police actually closed the doors because they didn't want people leaving because they didn't know if there may be more than one shooter involved. Were you just able to leave?
Originally, no, I wasn't. And then as soon as we did get out the doors, it was within minutes. They had all of the exits into the mall parking lot locked down. You know, they had a perimeter set up. So we were not able to leave in our vehicles. There was multiple agencies responding from multiple cities around the Portland metro area. Still is, you know, at that point, EMS, the ambulances, fire trucks came through. You know, our county incident response team is there. And now they have triage tents set up in different areas, and they're finally allowing vehicles to evacuate. But at first, no. And there are still people that are locked down in the mall that they're going through and sweeping out and, you know, getting step by step to get them out safely. They're working very well together to give credit to law enforcement. There is multiple people, you know, trying to help and respond to the incident at the same time.
Do you have a sense of, did you see any injuries? Did you said there are multiple triage areas set up. I understand as many as three. Are they active? Are you aware?
They are active. LifeFlight has responded, and, you know, the LifeFlight helicopters here only take patients to two hospitals in our local area. They have left with patients. There are also ambulances backed up to one of the triage tents outside of an REI store, which is at the bottom of Macy's. It is active. Everything around here is still active. I do know that there is, I believe, an incident tent set up on the other side of the mall. I am across the street now, evacuated. So I'm unable to see up front, but I do know that, yes, there is a lot going on here.